Welcome to Hazzard County. Waylon Jennings tells the story of the Dukes of Hazzard starting Friday, January 26th.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everyone. Hopefully, your loved ones are slowly making their way to you, and we'll be
biggest
soon
travel week in 20 years, Mike.
Suckling at the teat of your family and enjoying it. We're going to be we'll have shows for you all week long, right?
Yes.
Rob, we're going to have
new content
shows
every day.
Every day, new content this week, which is something we try to do now, and hopefully you will reward us with your viewership, your listenership, and
Wednesday
we appreciate that.
Wednesday is going to be really special when we speak to the director of Tapawingo, which was a fun, in-depth interview about movie making.
Yep.
Thursday, we've got Rob Radio, and Friday, we have a TMOS classic from a way back. You're going to love it.
So Josh Soroka, as of approximately 6:48 a.m., informed us that he had the death grip. Carl and I were talking. He seems to get the griblies every now and then in that household of his.
It's weird because he keeps up with all his shots.
There you go. Yeah, can't resist it, can you? Well, little diggeroo.
If it wasn't me, it might have been you. He's been traveling, and it is the busiest time of year. So, you know, no doubt his
as you pointed out in the text thread today,
he's suffering from plantation flu. I had a chance to speak with Josh before.
Well, you're buddies.
Yeah.
Unlike Josh and I, you are buddies.
Because we did a Hicks Nicks this weekend, and I said, good luck going off to the plantation. And he said, they told me that they no longer have slaves, that all of the employees are paid. And I said, that's a huge step, and congratulations, and enjoy your plantation flu.
You two pigs. So what is he doing? What was he doing at a plantation this week?
I think it is he's tangentially related to the owner of the plantation, and it's
what does that mean?
Like, it might not be like a brother or sister, but it might be a friend of a brother or a sister.
Okay,
and I could be wrong, but I know
is this related to his wife's family. Is
yes,
this up in this Georgia?
This is a Georgia plantation, like Terra or 12 Oaks.
Okay. All right.
And apparently it's very fancy.
Is that a Gone with the Wind reference
that
you're making there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, mm-hmm. I get it. Well, we hope he has a speedy recovery and he comes back and joins us. You know, a long time ago, speaking of him, and we will for a second here, I never
like he's dead, Mike.
No, but I never really thought that he would kind of be have a warm blanket feel to the show, and I kind of like having the guy around.
I do too.
At the very beginning, I never dreamed.
No,
never dreamed. You know, all you have to do is talk to him, and you'd say, you know, who knows? But he's you know, he's evolved into a part of this thing, and I'm very proud of that.
Me
I think
too.
That's wonderful.
I love the fact that he is a listener from way, way back. So he understands a lot of the stuff we talk about.
Yeah, he does. He gets the references.
And that helps. That does help considering what he's like 18 years old, right?
Yeah, sure. The weekend for me was a absolute roller coaster with some good, some very good, some bad, and some very bad. The very bad.
What was if you were to graph them, what would the arithmetic mean of the weekend be? Was if you averaged
good.
Everything? So
it
was a good
weekend.
But
I was in a state of you know, my mantra: don't get happy.
Exactly.
I was in a state of happiness for many more moments than I was in a state of unhappiness. But the state of unhappiness.
Isn't that the motto for Florida?
The state of unhappiness.
That's right.
The mantra for the state of unhappiness should be don't behave in such a way where you really think it's going to linger and you might have to eat a little S sandwich. And I don't think I will.
There's always the sandwich, Mike.
But there's so many things. There the arrival of my middle child Elizabeth and her boyfriend Connor,
right,
who I love those kids, and it's just so much fun when they come into town.
Yeah.
Then there was a major golf conclave this weekend because they have the season opener at Happy Valley, mm-hmm. where all the men's golf association guys gather, and it's a tournament, and it's a lot of yucks and a lot of fun. That was very good. Then,
if it's like the season opener, you play golf all year round, but because of the weather, I guess you want to kick the season off.
Well,
it's
because the people coming from the northern climes.
Oh, okay. It's sort of related.
When the snowbirds get down here, that's when the official thing. So it's the official beginning of that, and that has its good elements and its bad too, but mostly good. My buddy Oli, my Mexican pal, continuing my friendships down here, where the only people I get along with are Hispanic people, and that's just the way it works down here.
It's time you knew you are adopted.
I am. So that's good. Then my son, at the same time as I'm playing in a tournament, he's got a tournament up in Sarasota, Florida. And Carla has to take him.
How far is Sarasota?
The south part of it. It was about an hour and 40 minutes to get up there. About an hour and a half.
Too long.
But that's the way it is, and that's the way it goes. So I didn't make it up there for Saturday. I made it up there for Sunday, and that is where I would say the low point of the weekend for me occurred, because I became that guy. And I'll tell you why. I don't want to start with the bad. I want to mix it in at some point.
You are the master storyteller.
Well, I don't know. It's just if I lead with the, you know what our audience craves. They crave the bad.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It's more fun to watch shows about.
They
want to
see us mortified.
Well,
and maybe even injured.
And it's not that bad, but it's bad. And I know when you know you're an a-hole.
Yes.
You know you're an a-hole.
Yes, you do.
But let me start. I think I put these in. So the best part, even though it happened at the end of the weekend, was my daughter arrived yesterday afternoon in time to, come in. I said, come on in. You're just about to see the fourth quarter when the Giants will lose.
I was going to ask if these two events overlapped.
They did. Well, they just about the time there, and they got the full show, which I give the show – no matter what, I don't give the show with the same lingering hatred that I used to when they had a chance. By the way, congratulations to the New York Giants, Rob. You don't know this because you're not a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
The first team, get this, the first team in the NFL this season to be eliminated
already
from playoff competition.
Now that's efficient. I got to tell you, I asked Robert why he looked so happy yesterday. And he said, because the Commanders can't lose today because they weren't playing.
Connor,
a very good day.
Elizabeth's boyfriend's down here was the same thing talking about. And I haven't really paid attention because I'm a one team person and I focus on that. And even with the
team that beats you the most in its undershirt, that's the team you love.
That's the team I gravitate to. So I go back and, that's it. That's just the way it works. But that is now expected. And there's a little part of me that almost feels gratification now when it happens, along with the crushing, heartbreaking disappointment that happens in every fourth quarter. It seems to happen in every fourth quarter that they do that.
Would you prefer them totally fold up like in the end of the first half?
No. No, I get into it. I cheer. They had an incredible trick play that worked where my son and I got to watch it live.
Was the quarterback aware of it?
Yeah. In fact, the quarterback caught the ball.
Oh, the quarterback. Flea flicker.
The quarterback, Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Was the receiver. How about that?
That's some crazy stuff.
Huh?
Yeah.
And if they'd won the game, it would have been a big, big highlight.
Sure, yeah. And now it's just a footnote.
It's just a footnote. It's just a sick effing footnote. That is it. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's gone.
Because it's gone.
It's gone.
Because it's irrelevant.
It's gone.
But The guy that I still want to book on the show, who helps me, and I played him for the kids in the living room. I said, this is the guy that I watch who gets more upset than I do, and I feel better when I watch him, and I do. And I need to get him on the show just to thank him.
James Brown?
It's Marshall Green.
Oh, okay.
From Chat Sports, Giants Now is his podcast, and I have to say to Marshall, if you get wind of this, if somebody shares this with you, if you watch the Mike O'Mara show, right. I'm looking in the camera. Hold on a second.
Yeah, let's have a zoom in here.
Not going to do that, actually, Marshall.
Do you want
I'll just
to do
lean
this?
In.
Maybe. Oh, not that. I'm sorry. I was going to try and give you a full shot.
Okay, Marshall. That's good. The one you just had.
Okay.
Don't play with things you shouldn't play with, Rob.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm looking at you.
Okay.
I'm not looking at there.
That's
Marshall.
That's the one.
Oh, God. Get back to the regular show.
Okay. Sorry. I meant well.
Marshall, this is Mike.
Yes.
I think you generate tremendous amount of content, and congratulations. I think you're on your way to 100,000 subscribers, which is just a wonderful accomplishment.
Great energy and great wit.
And I'm very proud of you. And I want to say a personal thank you to you, Marshall, for helping me on my Sundays and helping a lot of Giants fans by vocalizing what we're all thinking, including our hatred of the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen. Thank you. I think that's the guy's name. I hope it is. But thank you for that.
He doesn't deserve your proper name. Don't you think maybe he should change the name of his podcast to Giants Then?
Giants Then. There's never been. Because they sucked then, too.
No, there was a couple good years.
Well, no,
I remember.
Like way back in the day.
Yeah.
But it really was. They got, and I think I amused people with my pain, which I try to do on this show too. When you're a Giants fan, and it went to overtime.
Of course.
Which was great. And
Which was lovely.
And then they did what, there's just no surprise anymore. There's no real surprise. By the way, when you're going to go to overtime and you elect to give the other team the ball first, and their first play, they run 69 yards for a touchdown. You can't make it up.
Mike, how much of the NFL is play calling?
It's so great. Congratulations. By the way, great uniforms, Detroit Lions. Great uniforms. Taking the existing logo and messing with that color scheme, I think some of the most beautiful uniforms in the NFL. I wanted to say that. And I have a soft spot for Detroit fans because they're long-suffering as
now,
well as
Detroit
we
Detroit is having a heck of a year, and some people are even saying Super Bowl possibility.
Nothing would make me happier. I like Detroit.
I think that if Detroit goes to the Super Bowl, I talked to my son about this yesterday, it's going to be the biggest groundswell of support for any team in recent history, if not the history of the Super Bowl, because they have been long suffering trying to get there.
Back in the day when I was a struggling restaurant owner in Manassas, Virginia, and we of course had to pay an exorbitant amount of money at a restaurant bar to have the NFL games. Yeah, that's
the
how
Sunday
they
ticket.
That's
yeah.
that's one of the ways they get you. So there was a couple that would come in. It was an older father, it looked like, and his grown son. Mm-hmm. And the Detroit game, because there wasn't a lot of popularity for it, would always be set up in a particular location of the restaurant. And these two came in.
Men's room.
They came in every Sunday.
Yeah.
And watch the game to the end, no matter what the score was. And
bless their heart. That's awesome.
At that moment, I said, man, these are fans. And that's the way I am with the Giants. I watch them every weekend. Win, lose, or draw, I watch them every weekend. I don't bail like I do with baseball. Baseball is such a long season where if your team's sucking, you can drift away and then maybe come back.
Skip a game and you're okay, right?
So that's where I felt for Detroit. But not yesterday. Yesterday they were the enemy and they won. Congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. The other, let's see. So the family arrives.
A question.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Elizabeth's significant other, do we have a name for him? I can't recall
Connor.
It right now. Okay, so I want to make sure we got it right. Connor, when he sees you get upset during the game, and obviously you're comfortable enough around him that you don't hold back.
I don't hold back at all.
I'm forced to remember the time that my cousin...
I know him. I know him better than any of the beaux that my other daughter has been with. So I've known Connor for a very long time.
Before my cousin Casey married her husband Scott, Scott came to visit us at the beach down on the Eastern Shore, and he got to help my father nail some what are called dock buddies to the pier where the boat is. And they're
is that the rubber things that go on the the pylons?
They keep the boat from hitting the pylon. But to do it, you sort of had to lean out and around and
nail. Not easy to do, right?
And my father was maybe the foulest mouthed I've ever seen him that day. And loud and non-apologetic and MFCS, MFCS this and FU and F that.
Way to go, Bob. Way to go, Grandpa Bob.
And when I looked over at Scott, he was very nervous.
Oh, because he got so upset? No.
Yeah, and I said to him, don't worry, this is normal. So does Connor react that way?
I think there's probably quiet amusement. He totally knows me.
Okay,
he's seen the ABCs of me.
That's good.
He's seen the ABCs of me. And they've been down enough now where it's kind of a drill. We know all the routines. And they are, it's a delight when they show up. I'm super excited about
it.
It makes Thanksgiving special. Last year they weren't here, which was a bummer. So it's,
You sent them the address?
Not only do I not hold back, I may tweak it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, then
I may ramp it up
a little bit. Then he really knows you then. Because you're doing like a little show for Connor.
Well, I was medicated by the time they got there. Here's the problem.
What brand of medicine were you taking?
I'm not going into that. I will not give you the details on that. I was medicated. It's the kind you have to go to a doctor to get. All right?
Oh, okay.
But I call it my happy pill and I take it in the morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't Sunday morning. I waited till we got back from the baseball tournament.
Yeah.
So the fact that on Sunday it's single elimination games, there was a chance that Elizabeth and Connor, who took the train overnight to Tampa and then rented a car and drove down, there was a chance if they didn't get eliminated, my son's team would play in the afternoon and Connor and Elizabeth would be able to see the game. So that was why.
Okay.
You know, since I will begin now to justify my behavior, that is probably, and by the way, I was quiet for the entire game until the bitter end.
And I got to know, I mean, I'm on a same medication, a very similar medication.
You might not be on the one that I'm on.
But I mean, it's similar. It does the same things we hope. Why did you skip it, even if you're going to a base? Oh, okay.
Busy.
So it wasn't on purpose that you skipped it, like a strategy.
No, busy getting stuff together, loading up the car, getting ready to drive an hour and 40 minutes up to Sarasota.
Totally get it. I get it.
So the fact that I didn't, and I actually made a note of it on the drive up there that I hadn't taken my happy pill. I'll have to be on my best behavior. And I really, you know, have you ever had an experience in this world of antidepressant medications?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a moment where you said to yourself, "Man, I wish I hadn't forgotten, or I wish I had taken it," because you feel it? You know, do you ever miss?
I have never missed because of the horror stories I've heard about withdrawal.
I
mean, I wouldn't think that with the half-life of the pill that one skipped day would affect you. I think you have enough lingering.
One wouldn't think.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you that the lack of sleep, maybe a little adult beveraging that happened at the golf tournament on Saturday.
But you
made
earned
for
that.
I did. I had a great time. I'll get to that in a second. It's not as interesting as
this is
as
like
what
Pulp
yesterday
Fiction.
Was.
You're all out of order, but I love the story.
Well, the order is what. Yeah, I'm going backwards to the front. I whatever that means. So I missed it. And
when did you first feel the fact that you did not have it?
Drive up.
Okay, so early-ish?
Earlier than it should have been. I mean, I'm noticing the traffic, and I'm ornery.
Okay.
You know, I'm ornery because I'm just generally ornery. I'm just kind of sitting
there
going.
The patient is not cooperative.
And Mrs. O'Mara, who insists on driving because she doesn't allow me to drive anymore because of the way I drive. And not that I'm not capable, fully capable of driving an automobile.
Oh, you drive and dig and run.
And dig and run in the backyard. And
you're
she is,
fully capable.
She is absolutely cruising along, no problems whatsoever.
And she likes to drive, right?
Likes to drive, but I think that probably the angst that I felt, that I really felt like a friggin' freight train yesterday, was apparent even in the drive-up. So the answer to your question is right away.
But to be fair, you have a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got company coming.
Nothing really bad. I've come off a wonderful time at Happy Valley. I mean, wonderful.
But
wonderful.
Still, there's a lot riding on, and the day is not set in stone. You don't know that the Giants are going to lose yet. You don't know if they're going to be in a second game. You don't
Giants
know if,
come later in the day.
You don't know if Elizabeth's going to be able to see the second game. There's a lot of stuff.
But it's baseball as we're driving up, and I've come off a great Saturday, and I feel before I got my angst up, which was finding parking, and of course the jammed parking lot where you know this municipality of the Sarasota area called Lakewood Ranch, where it's just community, sprawling community, and then they take.
Could it sound any more domestic?
Could it? No.
Lakewood Branch and, or ranch, same thing.
And then they take the retail area. And they take it like it's a ball of dough that they are squeezing in so that everything is in there in a really effed up area.
Sure.
So that the parking and getting in and out is just totally effed up. And then they break off a piece of that land that's even smaller, and that's the recreation area for the kids, and they squeeze that into even a smaller area so that you have the galaxy where the developers can build their homes, and then for places people can shop and eat and do what they do is teeny. And then where the kids can play, the lowest priority is super tiny. Never been to one like this where it was almost, you're almost bumping into people. The fields are so close together.
I'm picturing like a median strip on a highway.
It was weird. And I mean, you could hear the other games in Bacchia because they were 5 feet away.
Oh, God.
It was very, very compact.
Because to maximize space, and there's more than one field, so are like the... Is home plate near each other on both fields so they go out away from each other?
Yeah, it's kind of a centralized thing, and they branch out. And normally there's a little bit of elbow room at the one we play at down here in Fort Myers, a little bit of elbow room. There are three fields, not four. You have to have four to do these tournaments. It's a long story I won't bore you
with. It's a whole thing, Mike.
It's a thing. So my angst is like when we're getting to this parking lot there, and it starts, and then we get there and start watching the game. And I said to myself, I wouldn't be this dad. And the main...
When did you say this to yourself? Like, through the whole dad thing? Or
I don't want to be... I don't want to rock the boat. And when you hear what I did, it's just not necessary at all, in my opinion. This is me critiquing my own behavior. Okay,
the very fact
that you're
able to do this, Mike.
I'm loving that my anger brings you joy. You would, Scoob. I wish you were there at the end of the game. I really wish you were there. You would have loved it. So I'll cut to the chase.
Yeah, and
this.
The very fact that you realize you've become that person—that's
right.
The first step for being cured.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna get this up here. In fact, I might as well just to justify my cause a little bit. I'm gonna bring up some stats because now, with this particular, my boy has stats.
Okay.
All right? So let me see here. Okay, let's see.
And if you want to follow along, this is at CBSSports.com.
All right, 21 games played.
Okay,
a lot of baseball.
That is.
Let's see. Average. 556.
That's
pretty
batting
good.
Average?
Yeah. gets a hit every other time he's up.
Crazy. That's great.
OBP, on base percentage, 714. Then OPS is 1.78. Really good stats.
Yeah. Right?
So let me get out of that and see where he is. There we go. All right. He is, let's see, he is second in batting average. He is
on his team?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is first in he's first in OBP and first in OPS, and he is first in slugging, and he has 15 hits, which this is not first in, but he's close to the
but
top.
But these are very strong numbers.
Well, the problem is he has very few at-bats compared to the others. His at-bats, the next guy has 40, he has 27. And the reason for that is because he bats at the bottom of the lineup.
I see.
And, oh, thank you. Thank you, Reese, for your $25 super chat. It seems like you sponsor every show. We're going to call it the Reese Show if it keeps up like this. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate that. So getting back
to
it.
Well, we could just give him a segment, Mike, and we'll call it Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. Well, that's perfect.
Isn't it?
So getting back to his stats, I believe that he should get more at-bats.
Okay.
Because his stats legitimize. He is the second best average hitter on the team, and he's on base.
Chance?
On base, he's number one. Slugging, he's number one, and he shouldn't be seventh or eighth at the bottom of the order.
Is there a chance that if he were to get more chances at bat, it could dilute his numbers?
Because very much so, absolutely.
Okay.
But I still think that more often than not, he comes up with nobody on, or he gets he's waiting on deck, and the inning ends, and
right.
It's just very. And it's stuck in my craw from the very beginning as soon as they started, you know, really doing things. His progress has been really, really good.
Is he
the best on the team? No. I'm just giving you statistics that they're really, really good. And I am getting.
Is this the team where he's younger than most of the people?
No. He's
right
where he should be in this team.
Right.
It's a 12 and under. And so I'm like. I watch a game where he gets only two at-bats on Sunday, and I think he should have had at least three, and it frustrates me. And I've watched it again, and I mentioned it the last game. I just said, you know, I don't know why. I'm just friendly, asking a question. And then we go to the next tournament, and there he is again at the very bottom of the order. And so we're cruising along, and the game ends.
Mm-hmm.
And the game ends with not another, you know, another game. One less at bat than all the guys in front of him,
sure.
Or up at the top of the lineup, and I'm pissed because I think he would be able to help with that, and I'm just tired of it, and I feel like it's been ignored. And the first time I inquired in a very friendly way, the second time I did not. The second time the assistant coach who was managing, the main guy wasn't there. If the main guy was there, I wouldn't do this because I'm afraid of him.
Okay,
but so that makes it even worse for me because I'm going to the second in charge.
You chose your spot.
But the second in charge was in charge the last time he was at the bottom too, it's the same kids all the time. And so what I did was I walked out. I said, "Let me just give me a minute here, okay?
Okay,
please put my son in the order where he belongs.
Okay,
look at the statistics." And I just walked away. Yeah, I was that guy.
Didn't even stick around for an explanation or just you just said
Josh
it and
Soroka,
left.
Who is nursing a bad throat. He can't. That one of the main reasons Josh is here is not here because he can't talk. Josh says, is he at the bottom because the coach won't give you that victory? Very, very possible. I'm not even sure he really thinks it out like that, Josh, but I'm not sure. And yes, I am that dad. He said, am that dad.
But you haven't been, have you been that dad before enough
well,
that
I
would move
him down?
Well,
I nicely asked, but I am that dad now. I became that dad.
Okay, I understand,
dad.
But I'm saying
Josh
like,
knows this because he's coached, and I never got a word from any of the parents that I when I coach their kids. I am that dad. Guilty as charged. Off my meds. I plead 100% guilt. Stupid. Shouldn't have said it. I don't think the only redeeming thing is it was super brief.
Yeah.
Like, it was hardly, you know, I said, just look at the stats.
But in some way, that might work against you.
Of course it works against
because
me.
Because you
I
went
know,
in and said your
I
thing and then you departed.
Myself. I know. I could know. Not control mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in the large scheme of things.
I'm wondering what
it
the
does.
Best
hold on. In the large, let me just have my say here.
Okay.
In the large scheme of things, it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. No one's going to remember that they won or lost a game in a tournament. It's not going to matter. I should shut the hell up, but I can't. I really want to win. I'm super competitive.
Mike,
I like
care.
To win.
You care, and no one can fault you for that.
And
you
I want to see
win.
My kid get more chances.
Exactly. You want your kid to excel. There's no crime there. But what would be, and Josh, I know you are in the...
Somebody says, were you standing next to Karen?
Oh, boy.
I was Karen. No, Karens like linger, right? They go on and on.
Well,
I
they
was
demand
one and
satisfaction.
Done.
Yeah, I don't think you qualify.
Oh,
for
the
that.
Other thing I did, like, so it's like, change the order! I might have let that go, I think, but nobody heard that. That was kind of screaming
yeah,
to myself.
At that loud, no that. One heard that at all.
I was.
You're in a packed stand in a small facility,
Josh,
and you
please,
yell that.
Josh, let me know if that might. Josh writes that might move him back in the lineup. Yeah, Josh is right. They might move him down in the yeah. in the lineup. That's
what would be. And Josh,
wrote, where is Josh's super chat? I love Josh participating in the show while he's got the death grip. I hope
I
you
agree.
Feel better, Josh. As I said to you before, shut your pie hole, Mike. I agree. Shut up.
Now,
I am guilty, and by the way, I plan on 100% apologizing the next time, even though it was so
ooh,
brief. What?
I don't think you should. Because you know what? I think
because I mean, it's right. He doesn't
it's out
need
of
that
his,
crap from me.
But I think it's out of his mind by now. Don't pick that scab.
I don't. It's probably completely
from
off
here
of his
forward.
Mind. It was irrelevant.
Fine.
It was yeah. irrelevant. He was mad too. He was mad at the umpire who gave us some bad calls towards the end. He was not happy, and it was piling on. No, it wasn't piling on. It was just I couldn't keep it in my pants.
Yeah,
and I'm really
time
not proud of it.
Time and place.
And by the way, it might be off his mind. It is not off my mind. And I don't look. Can I tell you this? You know how I feel. More than anyone about personal accountability.
Yeah.
You have been there
you
for me for a long time.
It.
Shut.
No, I'm kidding. I'm so
you
kidding.
Ass. You're such an ass. You
it's very important to you.
I don't. Am I guilty of running hot? And then cooling down again. You've
sure.
seen it.
Yeah,
worked with me 35 years.
You're like magnesium. You burn hot and fast.
I burn hot and fast, but I also believe in personal accountability, and I wish more people did. This guy didn't need that from me. There was no need for it, and it doesn't matter. And it's not my call. If it's my call, I get my ass, my 66-year-old ass, over the on the other side of the fence, and I do the coaching.
Yeah.
Now that's the bottom line. And because I was not myself, you know, I need my medically induced coma to be functional with that. And I, you know,
do you think,
you know, Josh, I would move the kid to number 9. All right, shut up. I don't need that. Go back. You know, go take some Tussin. Okay, take some Robitussin. And super chat from Chris Arnold.
Yes.
Allow me to super chat for Josh while he's under the weather.
I don't know what
that's
that means.
Wonderful. I don't care. Super okay. chats. By the way, folks, the bottom line with this show, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, is right. that these little super chats mean the world to us. They really do help. We are a very small operation, and we require many different streams to keep this chugging along. And the generosity of our listeners and people certainly that watch us on YouTube is significant no matter what. So anytime people do that, we truly, truly
awesome.
Appreciate that. It's really appreciated. So back to
is
my
is there a
bad
way
behavior.
In yes. retrospect, and you know it's been on your mind, and Josh, I'd love for you to weigh in on this too because you've been on the other side.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Let's let Josh weigh in on it.
No,
again.
I'm curious. What would have been the best way to handle it?
The best way is shut the F up.
Don't say anything.
Nothing.
Not even like, okay, I'm
nothing.
Just curious.
Not even to my own family. Shut up, Mike. This is me lecturing myself right now.
All right.
Shut your cake hole, you stupid ass. This is a child's game that you're talking about. It is irrelevant. Do you get into the competition when it's happening? Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want your kids' team to win? Sure. Does it matter? No.
In the grand scheme, you're right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So shut up. These are the people you have entrusted to manage and direct the kids. You are not a manager. You are not an owner. You are not anybody but a kid, but a parent of a kid that's playing in the game. And I let my sorry ass react the way I vowed that I wouldn't do that because I've been on the other side. I know what it takes.
Were the bleachers rather full? Were there other people there?
No, probably not even noticeable.
Okay, because I was wondering if you got
it's
even
right
just
at
like
the end. There's a lot going on. They're transferring one kid, a group, one team out of a dugout, like one team into a dugout.
The kids didn't get like a smile or a nod from another parent that said you're right.
No,
no support whatsoever.
Nor, because I don't think I'm right. I think look, am I frustrated that he's not put in a different position? Yeah, but I don't. It's not my call. It's not my call. And I am here to say, so Josh says, send it. the great arbiter.
He
says, send a text and apologize. Coaches know how competitive sports are. Apologize and tell him you won't be that dad. I will. Okay. I'll find out his text message and I'll send him. All right.
You mean his phone number?
His phone number. Sorry. Shut up. I'm a little ramped up, okay?
I understand.
A lot more to come, but
nothing
really bad from me. It was all lollipops and rainbows after the rest of the weekend, and everything was great. Oh, and can one last thing about the weekend? So last night, right after the game was over, the Giants game was over. We all decided that we're going to pick up and head down to one of our two places. Would you like to guess which one it was?
I think
there are only two of them we go to.
I'd say with out of towners, you went to the dive bar for wings.
Yes.
Very okay.
Good, Rob Spiewak.
Excellent. You.
That's a 10. I'm here to tell you at the end.
Yeah.
The boyfriend, unbeknownst to me, collected the check and paid it.
That's so great.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Did he use Elizabeth's card?
No, he's doing well. They're both doing well.
Good for them.
So
you
when
know,
your kids
I really
do well,
do.
When
I
your
love
kids
them
do
both.
Well, it's a pretty exciting thing, and I'm delighted for both of them, and just really, really, really glad, and glad they weren't at the game to see my behavior.
Did any of that come out at the restaurant? More wings.
I don't even know if I talked about it at the restaurant. I think I was waiting to come in here and purge myself of my demons.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, you can message in Game Changer. Can I message privately in Game Changer, John?
What is Game Changer?
It's one of the websites where we get
I see.
You know the thing. I'll ask Josh when we're off the air. I'll do that today. Why don't you just
have Josh message him for you?
Scoops at Tony Soprano would never let someone pay the check. Yeah, Tony Soprano had more money than I did. Anyway, the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey, let's take a second, shall we, folks? What a great start to the week.
Let's do.
Let's take a second to talk about Legacy Box, because Legacy Box's Black Friday event starts right now. That's right. You don't have to wait till Friday. Legacy Box, look, it's what Better Homes and Gardens called the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special. Isn't that cool that they said
that?
During their Black Friday event, more families can reclaim their priceless footage with an insane 65% off. There has never been a better time to preserve the past with Legacy Box. They convert VHS, VHS-C, Hi8, film reels, and over 12 other types of analog media. Plus, when you digitize your memories now, Legacy Box will take care of you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Legacy Box will do it. They send all your memories back, and they do it in the cloud. That's easy access, so you can relive moments with your family just in time for the holidays. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over a million families relive their favorite memories. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those with the family this holiday season. It's the best time to do it. On the big screen, you can do it with Legacy Box. Legacy Box's Black Friday event, here to stay, hopefully, for long time to come. And they're giving our listeners the best deal of the year. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to save an unreal 65%. There are limited quantities ready to ship, so this deal will go fast. Act now. Legacybox.com, 65% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS, everybody. Like my new glasses?
Oh, like I those? Do. What are they? Sort of like a blood red?
You'd have to ask the manufacturers in China.
Oh, I was going to call what's his name?
Yes, sir.
Foster Brooks. No, who makes glasses?
Foster Grant.
Foster Grant, not Foster Brooks.
Yeah, pretty good stuff, huh? Look at that.
I love
it. Look at that. Made 100% of good Chinese plastic.
And they are expensive, right?
Oh, super expensive.
I know you love expensive.
I have one pair.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. Let me hop out of this. Let me see. Oh, this goes to Mr. Jates. Could Bob Barker say happy birthday to my sister, Carla? Oh, another Carla.
That's
her favorite game is Hole in One or Two. All right. Hello, Carla. This is Bob Barker. And now we're going to give a birthday greeting to Carla and her favorite game, Hole in One or Two, Carla. Carla, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes, Rob.
I hear that this Carla looks a lot like Janice Pennington.
Janice Pennington. I never went near her.
It was Diane you liked.
Diane Parkinson on The Price is Right. Thank you. Appreciate that. There you go. I'm a dirty whore. I'll give you a birthday greeting for a super chat any day of the week. Do you make your bed first thing in the morning when you wake up, Rob Spiewak?
No. Never.
If so, let's see. Do you make your bed first thing? They say, if you do, you should reconsider. You might think you're winning the morning. Remember that admiral that addressed, I think, the Naval Academy and talked about how making the bed was the way to start every day. Mm. When you sleep, your body gives off heat and sweat that soaks into your bedding. Yeah. If you make the bed the second you get up, you seal all that grossness in. Look, I'm just the messenger.
Keeps it fresh.
I'm just the messenger.
And don't forget to burp it, like when you're closing a piece of Tupperware. Otherwise, it won't stay in there. Oh, dear.
On top of that, the warm little cocoon that you just came out of becomes prime real estate for dust mites. Dust mites love moisture.
Ew.
Dust mites. Ew. And they love dead skin cells. The asthma. I love asthma. I love it. It's one of my favorite words.
Well, I mean, I always the spelling is awesome.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America says they're one of the biggest problems for anyone with allergies or asthma. That's interesting. So a tightly made bed can turn into an all-inclusive resort for those little buggers. No worries in the O'Mara household. That's for sure.
Because the bed never gets made.
Never. Until bedtime. That's when we make our bed at bedtime.
You get it ready. I have rubber sheets.
Well, we're sorry about that. You know,
it saved me so much money, Mike.
But it was from your days drinking, right? That's when it was, you know?
No, it's since then.
Instead, they recommend pulling back your covers and letting the bed breathe for about 30 to 60 minutes. You knew they were going to make it more complicated, yeah. Right? So
Carrie has the same policy for me. She takes about a half hour, lets me breathe.
Lets you breathe. Crack a window if you can or flip on a fan. If you let your sheets dry out, they become a whole lot less welcoming to mites, mildew, ew. And
how much are these people sweating
smells?
That they're leaving the sheets like damp? That's a lot.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we've all seen mattresses, right, that are on the street and
yes.
are just the Griblies.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't mean you should skip making your bed completely. A National Sleep Foundation study found people who make their beds are 19% more likely to report good sleep.
Huh.
How about that? No. How about, I think they're lying, though.
I do. Are you still sleeping in your hyperbolic chamber?
I am.
Good. And there's no dust mites in there.
None. They die instantaneously if they came in, if they were allowed to. Let's say hi to, all right. We got that already.
Yeah,
Very good.
We're good. We're good.
So just give your bed a little air before making it. That's the rule for that. So there's that.
Every day I iron my sheets.
I love these stories about actors that have regrets. It turns out
there are
three movies Eddie Murphy wishes he hadn't turned down. The first one, Ghostbusters. Apparently, Eddie was offered Ghostbusters.
I remember that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John Belushi was also supposed to be in Ghostbusters. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Aykroyd wrote the Bill Murray character with Belushi in mind.
Was Belushi before it came out dead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rush Hour, Jackie Chan movie. That was Eddie
Funny
Murphy
movie.
Was supposed to be in that. And this is the one that got me because I remember my radio career. This being a very big movie for radio stations. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And
oh, great media for that. Back, I remember that. Yeah.
Back in the day, live in studio, I got the pleasure of interviewing Charles Fleischer, the voice. Charles Fleischer was a stand-up, and he did the voice of Roger Rabbit. Please, Eddie. You know
question,
that voice?
You know, he was like for a hot minute, he was almost a regular on your show.
He was a nut.
I know he was crazy, but did he seem unbalanced?
Almost. It's funny. I'm curious why you asked that question.
Because
did he sound like that on the show?
I remember listening as a boy to this broadcast,
mm-hmm.
and he was one of the few guests to my memory that came in and actually sort of grabbed the reins and drove the show a little
he
bit.
He did.
It was weird.
But his energy, he had a lot of energy. And, you know, back in the day, and this goes for anybody, I think, when you've got an interview and someone takes charge and wants to talk or wants to be funny or wants to be entertaining, it's always welcome.
Also the eyes.
The eyebrows.
Oh, was it brows? Okay.
Yeah, if Josh was here, we'd be putting up a picture of Charles Fleischer.
He's in the last season of Welcome Back, Kotter, if you want to look for him.
Not doing Ghostbusters didn't sting too much because he chose Beverly Hills Cop, another great franchise.
I think
for
probably
him.
A better choice.
Instead, so it, quote, worked out cool, according to Eddie. Eddie said he didn't do Roger Rabbit because he thought it sounded ridiculous. I can understand that, right, if you saw that.
Well,
that
no one had ever seen anything like that before. And
after,
so trying to explain it to someone, I can imagine it sounding crazy.
Eddie said that after he saw it, he realized it was effing amazing, which
it was.
It was pretty cool at the time. So that, I love those stories. Now, there is a list that I have here. It is time to start looking at the year that was. I only bring you this simply because it's early enough where I think not a lot of people will be doing it just yet, so
okay.
I decided I would dive into it. And I don't know how many people have been listening for a long time, but if you have, you know that Rob Spiewak, a tad obsessed with death.
Yeah, I love it.
And Deadline.com put together a massive list.
Mike, what's the website?
And Deadline.com.
Deadline.
They put together a bunch of names. They edited it down. And then I took their list and I edited it down.
So this is the creme de la corpse right
here. Yeah, and I think this is in order of the year and when they passed.
Oh, so.
But we'll go down the
chronologically.
List.
Chronologically.
You don't need the dates that they passed, but
no.
I'll give you the ages, all right? David Lynch, 78. We lost David Lynch.
Okay.
We lost Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker, phenomenal talent, really funny man. Gene Hackman. It seems like Gene Hackman died a couple of years ago, but no.
It does.
It was this year. February 18th, to be specific.
Well, it did take a while to find the body, so maybe it was a couple years ago.
Roberta Flack, At 88, George Foreman at 76, Richard Chamberlain at 90, Val Kilmer at 65.
I forgot about Val Kilmer. That's so sad. Yeah,
only 65. Like game show host Wink Martindale was 91 when we lost him. Pope Francis, that was big news, of course. Mm-hmm. He was 88. Ruth Buzzy, I know you were a fan, Rob.
I love laughing.
I know you were a big fan.
And
she was
guilty.
88. Super hot. George Wendt, only 76 when we lost him.
Forgot he died.
Loretta Swit was 87. Sly of Sly and the Family Stone, mm-hmm. 82. Brian Wilson, the anchor
sad.
Of the Beach Boys, 82. Michael Madsen, if you watch the Quentin Tarantino movies,
always
in them. He was only 67 when we lost him. And believe me, when I say only now, only 67 at my age, I mean, only!
I know. You're making it seem better in your head.
Starting to see those numbers, Rob. Malcolm Jamal Warner, we lost him way too young, 54 years old. We continue. And jump in if you have strong feelings on any of these celebs. Chuck Mangione, 84.
I think I love him. And I think the fact that he had a career and a hit record, you know, he had a jazz career, totally separate. So good musician, great musician.
Ozzy Osbourne, maybe the biggest, notoriety that we got.
He died?
76 years young.
Sorry,
with that.
Jimmy.
Hulk Hogan was 71. Lonnie Anderson, 79. Giorgio Armani, 91. Robert Redford, 89.
That was a tough one.
I put this on the list because I remembered it growing up. Her name, Jane Goodall. Do you know Jane Goodall? Do you know the name?
Yeah, she talked to gorillas.
She was with the chimps. Yeah, 91. Chimpanzees mostly was what put her on the map.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton, most recently, 79. Ace Frehley of Kiss, 74. Dick Cheney, the former vice president, at 84. I put Sally Kirkland in. There's a movie called Revenge with Kevin Costner Anthony Quinn,
mm-hmm.
and Sally Kirkland has a cameo as this aging like rock groupie, and I always thought it was one of her better performances.
And also, don't forget Back to School. She gave a little bit of heart and soul to the Rodney movie Back to School.
I don't think it was Back to School. I think you're confusing her with
Sally Kellerman.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry
Sally
about that.
Sally Kellerman.
Sorry about that, Sally's.
Jimmy Kimmel Live band leader, most recently Cleto Escobedo, 59, and the band now called the Cletones. So his memory lives on. So those are the people we lost.
Since the show started, they announced Jimmy Cliff, the musician, has passed away as well. He's 81.
Do you know his hit off the top of your head?
It's definitely a Calypso sort of, Bob Marley flavored record. I don't know. It's not my scene.
CBS rebuilt the set of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Hey, come on!
For tonight's 30th anniversary reunion special. All right. 30th reunion. But in order to do it right, they had to ask Ray Romano to return a certain item he stole when the show wrapped. It was the floral couch.
Oh, that ugly couch.
Ray says, quote, "That's the first thing I took. That's the only thing I wanted to take was the couch. Come on." He adds, quote, "It's in my home theater." I hate saying that I have a home theater, but yeah, it's in the theater.
I bet it smells.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not too many people sit on it, though, because it's not that big. He already has 12 theater seats in the room. So, I'll take the far right one, Raymond.
Are you excited about the reunion? Because I understand that Brad Garrett actually, he took something away from the last episode too, and for the 30th reunion he's bringing back Doris Roberts.
Yes,
also kind of in his home theater.
Oh, in his home theater, like Ed Gein. Jesus, that's sick. That's so weird.
I'm sorry to jump in with this, but I can't believe that Raymond is that show is 30 years old.
Rob, you're gonna see that an awful lot.
But what's so great is that you and I were out at Television City when they released Everybody Loves Raymond, and they were promoting it. That makes me feel...
We interviewed Doris,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Patty. Patty Heaton, we had her.
And we had, the first year we had Raymond and Kevin James together,
mm-hmm.
which was great. And Kevin James was very cool, but Raymond was just had enough success that he was a tedious interview.
Well, that's his personality. I've seen him on regular shows. There you go. Is that guy? I mean, we got the personality. A woman in Pennsylvania, her name is Brianna. She is going viral because she said she was charged with disorderly conduct after pocketing an abandoned $20 bill. Back in September, Brianna and her little sister went to Walmart to pick up supplies for a craft night at self-checkout. By the way, which if you've been to a Walmart recently, self-checkout, about the only way you can get out of the store now.
I won't do it. I will not do it.
Got 13 cashier lines that are empty.
Empty.
With like one at one end. So at self-checkout, Brianna saw a $20 bill that had been left behind by somebody else. Brianna wasn't following anyone who had just left, and there weren't any employees around. So she figured, well, it's my lucky day. Mm-hmm. She pocketed it, and it didn't, wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
About a week later, Brianna gets a call from the police. I am not kidding you. Someone had apparently reported the money missing. The store reviewed their cameras, and the cops were able to track her down. Are you S-ing me?
For $20?
Seriously? For $20. They told her that in Pennsylvania, this is a law, if money is left on the ground or anywhere else, it's a crime if you take it without making a, reasonable attempt to find the owner. Then they charged her with a summary offense for disorderly conduct. She posted an update saying she got a lawyer, I hope so, to get the charge dismissed, provided she returned the $20, which she did.
That's disgusting. Keep your money.
They're real criminals out there.
I know, fight it.
Come on. That's what I told the cop when he pulled me over.
And also the cop said he don't arrange that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to arrange that type of thing. What do you think either this is? I don't arrange that kind of thing.
$20.
And there you go.
$20.
End of story. A guy in Iowa is facing charges after he repeatedly flashed unsuspecting drivers on the highway, all because his life seemed a little too dull.
Oh, Tommy.
Iowa City Police. Yeah, dude, don't jump. Don't jump. Remember, first rule. Iowa City police say the man was seen leaning against his 2012 Chevy Impala with his shirt lifted and his pants and underwear pulled down to his ankles.
No good.
That's the full show.
Yeah.
He did it at least twice last month on back-to-back days and exposed himself to oncoming traffic on two different interstates. The police report says he told cops he was fulfilling an excitement that was currently missing in his blah life. They arrested him on Wednesday, threw him in jail. He was apparently on probation for a previous felony. He's facing charges for indecent exposure. The good news is they let him out without bail, so Captain Steve Bridges was back at his morning show on KCJJ the following morning. That's what I had. We both always go for the cheap, easy laugh.
I have to apologize. I didn't. You normally say it's the last spot, last story. I didn't hear it. So.
Well, finally. That's what I said. But that's okay. Let's move on. We've got a lot more show coming up, and I want to hear about something AI that Rob Spiewak is going to bring to us, because it's a tad creepier than most AI stories, and there are plenty of them that are. But first, I want to tell you that the holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to have your shopping done and actually have fun with it, ladies and gentlemen. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, and they have something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They have donated more than $3 million to date. That's so nice. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And for some reason, I'm still thinking about my behavior over the weekend when I walked up to the coach and, said,
put my son up higher in the lineup.
Sorry, Kevin. Apologize.
And what did you yell from the bleachers?
Shake up the order.
Thank you.
Shake up the order.
Oh, no.
Shake up the order.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Rob Spiewak, AI.
Yeah, I first clicked on this because all I saw when the thumbnail was Baby Charlie. And I thought, well, this might be fun. No, not you, Charlie. It's a different Charlie.
I get it.
And this is AI. I've seen, of course, you know, the holograms where they've made dead people come to life and they're showbiz people. Mm-hmm. I've seen people sample voices and things like that. So you can
hold on a second. Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
The Giants have fired their defensive coordinator. Thank you, Jesus. More to come. Go ahead, okay. Rob. I don't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. So what happens in this creepy little tale that I'm about to play you is a lady is going to give birth to a baby, Charlie. And she does something.
Now, this is not artificial insemination or anything like that?
No, no, no. This is a real baby, but it's AI what she's going to do because apparently it's very important for this pregnant lady, for Charlie, the baby, to know his grandmother. So let's
All right. So in a sentence, I'm confused. I'm a little bit confused.
A pregnant lady wants to make sure that in the future, her son can talk to grandma.
Okay.
And there's probably no way because grandma's old, right?
But grandma, at least now, is still with us.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's baby Charlie. Bigger. See? Oh. That's wonderful.
That's grandma.
He's like crazy.
He's listening. Put your hand.
Can you pause it?
Yeah.
And hum to him.
Why is grandma standing in front of like a backdrop?
Grandma's pretty hip.
I mean, that's not a normal like FaceTime conversation.
No. But this is supposed to be real life grandma right now.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So right.
You used to love that.
Pregnant lady.
It feels like he's dancing in there.
Oh, honey.
Mom, would you tell Charlie that bedtime story you always...
Now Charlie's 10 months old.
Once upon a time, there was a baby unicorn who didn't know he knew how to fly.
This is scary, Grandma.
Was like your mom because she didn't know that she knew how to
fly. Yes.
Is Grandma dead?
Mike, don't read ahead.
Okay, sorry.
The unicorn killed Grandma. No, not really.
But she knew how to do all kinds of fabulous things.
Mm. Hi, Grandma.
Oh, now Charlie's 10.
How was school today?
It was really fun. I made this crazy shot in basketball.
I don't really care that much about basketball. What about the crush?
Stop, Grandma. Stop talking.
Just tell me one thing.
At 30.
Great grandmother.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, congratulations.
She says that he's been kicking a lot, though.
I creeped.
Too much.
Tell her to put her hand on her tummy and hum.
That old thing.
You loved that.
You would have loved this moment.
You can call anytime.
Scary.
The wrong casting.
Before Charlie.
Okay,
now
Mom,
look.
I just need a quick video.
Is this like an audition or something?
No, Mom. Just 3 minutes.
You need my best side? I can play the piano.
You're so talented.
This is her sampling.
I'm absolutely.
Grandma.
I'm your mother after all.
Says, why don't you start with two-way, where 3 minutes can last forever?
All right, now, here's the problem.
Okay. Oh, the brilliant problems minds, are multifold.
Well, brilliant minds coming up with it, obviously. The technology. Yeah. Ad agency that ought to be fired. I mean, the key to the whole thing is the grandma you get. That was a horrible grandmother. What? Yeah. Don't you believe?
I mean, agree.
Really, that was a grandmother that looks like she's going out for a 4-martini lunch right after.
I was
going
to say, grandma had a late night before her 3 minutes was shot.
It's not. I mean, there are. Right there. But that's just the commercial.
Right.
But
Mike, what happens is you take a 3-minute video of a relative or a loved one, send it to this two-way company. And they build an AI chatbot so that for the next 30 years, Charlie can talk to his hooker grandmother.
Don't be that negative.
Okay.
I mean, I think in concept.
I hate it.
Why? Because you fear change and you're
no,
the hell is it?
Because do you feel you can begin to capture the essence of anybody in 3 minutes?
I don't think that's what matters. I think what matters is I would like to dive deeper into it, and I would like to know if the video capture is 3 minutes, but the information that's put in is more significant.
Well,
you know, they don't give enough detail,
learning.
Right?
I have to assume it's learning because Grandma knew about the crush when Charlie was 10. So he probably mentioned the crush in passing. And then they
But you don't know that
for
sure.
You don't know it. You don't. And also, someone brings up a very good point in here. GK Design says, why accept the grieving process when you can bypass it with AI? It's just so, it's not right.
God, Grandma starred in the movie Weapons. That's funny. No, I don't. Yes, disturbing. Yes, it's. I
know
that,
you miss your mom.
Well, here it is, Rob. I am looking at. We've got a new. I don't want to jump ahead because we have a new client coming on too.
Right.
That has. I was looking at their product and that has pictures and everything. That's all I'm going to say on it because I don't know when that's hitting or whether I'm jumping ahead.
Next week.
But it's great. And
it's really cool. Yeah.
But looking at those pictures, thank you, Josh. Can we use the app for a future podcast? Wait, you know, do you think he's on meds? He's funnier than he is when he's, in the screen, right?
I think he's about the same funny.
That's funny. That's funny. He's getting funnier, in my opinion. Anyway,
and he's saying that, Mike, because he thinks one of us is about to die.
I think that you probably aren't the right person to ask. You know who I would ask?
Who?
I would ask your son, Robert, how he feels if Sharon or Grandpa Bob...
That's a good point.
...does that. Would you want something like that, especially with the recent scare you've had, and hopefully your father is on the mend and all that, but would you want to have, something lingering, or are you still just wrecked because you're the product of a broken home?
I am a product of a broken home, which is very sad. But I think, if anything, for Robert, he might want an AI of my grandfather because he only vaguely remembers him.
Well, he can't have that.
But you can't have it.
You're just living in the past, and you love the past.
No, but Mike, I mean, this whole thing is the past. If you're trying to keep someone alive, yeah.
You have played so much, and you've done a great job with it, by the way, sourcing moments, AI moments that are both great and funny, and then border on bad and creepy. And it seems like the bad ones are creepy. So there's a fine line between good AI and bad when it comes to video and capturing.
But
where
it's also
that
getting
Elvis
better
stuff
and,
you played is terrible, some of it, right?
But it's getting better and better almost on a daily basis. That's what's creepy to me, is so it's having, really improving and learning.
So having that person in there, I don't know. I'm conflicted I really don't know.
You love your mother, okay?
Yep.
I mean, and you miss her. I know this, and I can relate to this. If you had an AI, Mary O'Mara, and you talk to her, and the AI, because of some editing or some coding mistake, said something your mother would never say, wouldn't flip you out?
I mean, it would be...
If your mom
I'd like
came
to know
back
what the process.
A racist. You'd hate that.
No, we never socialize with those people.
The neighborhood isn't the same, dear.
Oh, God, it makes me shudder just to think of that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
so the opposite.
That is so not far from what could happen, though.
You were working with me. You certainly were working with me do you remember when I did the project for my mom's 80th birthday?
Yeah.
And
with the late John Brankus.
With the late John Brankus and his production company. And I was trying to do it on my own, where I interviewed my mom up in Maine and did a series of 20-minute interviews with her. And then I was trying to piece it together. Couldn't do it successfully myself. I just didn't have the skills. And lo and behold, in my neighborhood back then was John Brinkus' production company based out of his house. Mm-hmm. And thank God they put it together. And I remember playing that at her 80th birthday celebration. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And it was terrific. And, maybe one of these days I'll show you a clip from it.
I'd love that.
It's interesting. But that's kind of wanting to do the same thing, right?
You legacy letterboxed it, so you have it. I hate to throw a client in there, but you have it forever. So we would love to see a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the notion. I don't mind keeping someone's memory alive, yeah. Maybe with actual video clips, maybe with a portrait, maybe with a painting. But this is putting someone's personality and thought process in a computer, and not a computer's thought process. But
here's something I want to interrupt with here.
That's a real person.
Bruin's Rule says you can already take photos and make them come alive. I did that with a photo of my grandfather, and it was just creepy. I did it with my father.
I've seen these. How did you like it?
I hated it.
How come?
Because it was creepy. He smiled. you're going to love this, Rob.
Yeah.
He smiled and he looked like Milton Berle.
He
looked like J.K. Simmons playing Milton Berle. That's the smile I got. You know that creepy smile?
I do exactly.
Your Uncle Milty.
Yeah, too
with
much.
The teeth. Too much teeth.
Because, I mean, the previews they show online, it looks stunning. And I would be more likely, if that worked, I'd be more likely to go with the moving photograph than something that had to talk and have the thought process of a person.
Well, the only thing I can say is we're going to see more of it. We're going to have more of it. There'll be more of those kind of companies. So, you know, stay tuned. We will see what happens with that. So it's super deluxe creepy.
It's time to reveal that today's show, I have been AI.
There you go. Hey, everybody, the holiday season can be stressful. Shopping, travel, parties every weekend. Come on. When you need to slow down and actually relax, reach for Souls Out of Office Gummy. A perfect balance of CBD and THC. It helps you find your calm and your peace of mind. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. If you like their out-of-office gummies, try the out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch.
Hey, on the flowered couch, Raymond.
Or socializing with friends. Soul also has a variety of products specifically designed to help a better night's sleep, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. Plus, all of Soul's products are made from organically farmed, USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal. And they are great for luxury cruise ships.
They really are.
Everybody's high. take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal now for a limited time. Get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS, for 40% off. Don't miss their best deal of the year. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Actually, we've got one more bite.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. But you said that, Mike, when you said everybody, I thought you were doing the cha-cha slide. Everybody clap your hands. Lots of line dancing on the boat this year, by the way.
I wanted to rate the cocktails over the weekend because we did a little cocktailing in the O'Mara household, and I'm going to tell you that I think the one that I would put to the top of the list, if you're looking for my personal recos, would be Neutral. I don't know what major company has that, but the bottom of the barrel would be White Claw. At Happy Valley. Over the weekend, that was the beverage of choice. It's light. If you want to have a little fun out on the golf course and you're not taking it too seriously, you're out there and, they have these coolers.
If you like stuff that tastes like crap, go ahead.
It is crappy, but there are levels of crappy, all right? And the Neutral, I waited till we had a few left in our refrigerator here when the kids got here.
Is that a hard seltzer? Neutral?
It's a hard seltzer, like vodka infused with that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the White Claw, I'm sorry. I don't know where they're getting that water, whether it's a New Jersey tributary that's next to a treatment plant or what.
It does come from a toilet, but the clean part of the toilet.
Right.
The upper tank.
You know, I live in both worlds, Rob. You know, I live in the world of my own personal finances where I'm here and, putting it together every day and liking what I do, thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, we watch our pennies in the O'Mara household now. You know, it's been a long time since the days of Radio Hay. It is. I mean, it's reality. I don't have any problem talking about it. But I also still have a toe in the other side where I look at these captains of industry that are out there that, talk about different things. And I've come to the conclusion that as nice as some of these people are to me, I think very much like the Aerosmith song, ultimately we are going to need to eat the rich. I really, really do. Because
how many neutrals would you have to drink before you ate a rich person?
Oh, probably more than six.
Yeah.
More than six.
Six plus.
It's only like 4.5%. ABV.
Speaking of 4.5, when you rate the cocktails of the weekend, when you were at the dive bar, did you get your cold Miller, Michelob Ultra, and was it awesome as always?
Yeah, but I think I would have rather had it just by itself instead of the neutrals beforehand, because I was a little logy when I woke up this morning, because normally that's it. But not to the point, none of this stuff really does you in. That's what I believe. If you're going with like a heavy duty, for example, if you're like in your basement and you're shut up, Winslow! And you're drinking vodka and lemonade like you were, that's pretty high octane stuff.
That is.
You stay okay with it. But, as far as, and I hate talking about booze because I know you've done a great job. You're 15 years sober now, which is pretty cool.
No, nearly 45 months. But the thing that you need to remember is that with beer, and I imagine with hard seltzers, but I could never get myself into hard seltzer.
Right.
Because of the ABV, the volume of beer will get you drunk, but you almost fill up before you can do any real damage.
Yeah.
Now, I've gotten hungover from beer before, but the worst hangovers are beer combined with other stuff.
Yeah.
And if you just drink beer,
kind of like going to a second location.
Exactly.
You don't
precisely.
Do
you don't want to do that.
Don't really.
You dance
do
with
that.
The girl that you came with.
But to my buddy Oli, and to the two young guys that we played golf with on Saturday, it just was refreshing, and I realized that I live in the world of the elderly too. That I am normally playing golf with guys that are older, and they've been at it a while, and they've been out of the game for a while. And when you play with younger people that are still at the pinnacle of their careers and they're fun, and they're really unwinding at these things, so they were filled with a lot of energy and joy, and great players. To watch them play golf was fun and a lot of laughs. And the one guy, Jeff, who was just an outstanding golfer, as the high noons were, were flowing a little bit towards the end of
high
the day.
High noons are better than neutral?
They're better than White Claw, not as good as neutral, in my humble opinion. You got your White Claw, your high noon, and your neutral at the top. But let me just say, the last four or five holes on Saturday, this is before I went home, this guy Jeff started doing a bang-up Sean Connery. And I am telling you that, and he did the Saturday Night Live, Trebek. And I don't know what it was. It was the combination. I had pain in my jaw because of laughing
so hard.
Did
you try to sign him up for the clinic?
The impressionist camp?
Yeah, I know that you.
It's not a clinic, it's an impressionist camp.
You have to admit you've scaled back because you don't do it at Meriwether Post anymore.
I don't do that because I'm not in the area. I am telling you when at one point he's on the green and my partner's making a putt and he goes, put it in there just like a Venus flytrap. And I'm falling off, so I just wanted to salute those guys, Dave and Jeff, for playing a great game, and it was much joy. That's the good part of the weekend that I don't lead with because that's boring. Nobody wants to hear about that.
I hear
you. But it was fun.
But you bring up an interesting point. The young guys golf to unwind, and the old guys golf is the only stress in their life.
And I will tell you, though, that I am so glad that they were a blast and they were fun, because if they hadn't been, I would have been consumed with jealousy because they have more money than you cannot. I mean, it's sick how much they have.
Did you ask for any?
I didn't.
You should have.
In the back, you must have tapped into the recesses of my brain.
Mr. Bond, I was wondering if you
I'm doing it with smoke and mirrors and, still hanging on. And it's just, hey, work hard, come up with something smart, more power to you. But, I also believe, and this is the progressive side of me, that when you get to that stratosphere in life, you do just inevitably drift away from perspective. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
And that's why we have a lot of that.
You don't lose it all, but it definitely gets dim.
Exactly. And as George Carlin once says, we don't have leaders, we have owners. They own you.
It's true.
And I think it's a problem. And I think we have to address the problem. So that's the way I feel. How do you feel about it?
I feel that I can't wait to get out on the golf course with you.
Sure. All right. We'll go with that. Fantastic.
They do have soft drinks at a golf course, don't they?
They do. Yeah, real good ones. We've got
real
beautiful video.
Good ones.
Beautiful video coming up. You all have heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. With these prescription medications, people have lost incredible amounts of weight. I have lost a ton. Yes, an actual ton.
2,000
Come to my house.
Pounds, yeah.
I'll show you. You can lose weight, too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. You just click the weight loss button, and you choose your peptide. You take a quiz. A doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans. They accept HSA and FSA. Plus, Black Friday specials have dropped early. Don't miss out on huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlow Skin. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, we can do this then.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
All time great, Mike.
Charlie Stewart, WAVA.
I like that. Talking food, you just talked about DermGlow and the fact that it helps you control the food noise. Would you be able to resist this popular food trend that's going on in New York City right now?
We are particular about our pizza.
By the way, that guy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely.
Especially here.
Exactly.
Hi
so
there.
That is why a pizza topped with turkey, stuffing, gravy, and cranberry sauce caught our attention.
Whether you love this or hate this as an idea, the so-called Thanksgiving pizza on Long Island is gaining popularity, so Jennifer McLogan went in for a taste.
The Thanksgiving pie is phenomenal. It's the flavors just hit the tongue.
Daniel Martinez of Queens posted a glowing review.
I don't need to see it. Look. Why can't we just be patient? Why can't we just, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we just wait to enjoy something when we are supposed to?
Yeah.
Why can't we just make it special?
You can't. We can't wait.
I mean, it started with the whole pumpkin bullshit. Where it was just on and on and on. Why can't we just have Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving and make it all the more special?
Are you listening, Wawa? Are you listening, Sheets?
Yeah, the gobbler. And I'm as guilty as anybody of trying it because I got sucked in to that big ball of mush that they pooped out at Wawa.
Your goo ball.
For some reason, just leaves me cold. I really would like just to, I look forward. I like turkey. I like all the trimmings and stuff like that. So save it for that. Sorry, Josh Trimmins. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rave out like
Meanwhile, some people for Thanksgiving like to go to a restaurant. That way they don't have to cook.
This is true.
Don't
no problem
to...
with that. I get that. You know, you want to tip your servers well on that particular day.
Don't go to this restaurant because this is how they receive their meat that they're going to be serving in the restaurant. See this guy? He's just throwing the rib roast on the pavement. When asked about it, he said he was trying to get it to thaw.
I'm just looking at it next to the garbage.
Yep. Do it again. And Mike, here's the best thing. That video didn't get the restaurant closed down. The roaches did.
Oh, no. But I think if the video got them closed down, would you not think that would be a little unfair?
Yeah, I would.
A little bit. Is it gross? Yeah. Is it? Did he put down some cardboard
some.
So it's not right on the pavement? You know, I don't know. It's gross, but the roach is legit.
You're going to definitely have to rinse that meat.
Oh, I hope they do. I really do.
With
I really
hot
hope
water.
They do. Hot water, you.
Mike, where is Polk County in relation
Northern
to you?
Florida.
Okay.
And I think it's Grady Judd. That's the name of the sheriff up there,
loved
I believe.
I loved when he was with his sister and made those albums.
The Judds.
Yeah. I like that Polk County actually does lightly produced press releases from the police department
okay.
when they have a really big storm.
36 okay. degrees.
That's him. That's Grady Judd.
And okay. this dude is walking down the road buck naked. You know what buck naked means? He's not even wearing his socks. It didn't take any cybersecurity to figure this out. But we did get some security footage from a Tesla. That's right. A man's going to work, and he says to himself, "Self, I'm on Broken Arrow Trail." And on Broken Arrow Trail, it's 36 degrees.
He was.
He's. Rob, he is legendary in the state. He's like, he likes to out the bad guys. It's a bad. Well, I don't approve of these sheriffs doing their TV shows. I really don't. I think it worries me because they, you know, I believe in the justice system.
A showbiz
right?
thing. It's not a showbiz it's thing.
But you can't argue with the guy has some stage presence. Yeah, he really does.
Arpaio ruined it for everybody. let's do a couple more. I was a Chevy Chase fan growing up, thought he was very funny. And the more I read and hear about him now, he was truly a jerk. And he's trying to, I think, reestablish his legacy. There's a documentary coming up on CNN, and this is the trailer for it.
I am Chevy Chase, and you're not. And here's a look at the trailer for my new documentary.
He's got definitely Dolly Parton's teeth.
Yeah, and he's got the old man way, you know. If I get to that point, I'm checking out of the game.
Okay, let's go.
If I get into you, you're good.
Okay, let's finish.
You're not in. Here's a look at the trailer for my new documentary.
I'm just trying to figure you out.
It's not going to be easy for you.
Chevy Chase is exciting and talented.
Very, very funny.
Ready to say something sarcastic or edgy.
I immediately fell in love with that bumbling idiot doing weekend update.
He's the asshole you love. Can I say asshole?
A lot of people will, unfortunately.
Chevy had massive movie star hits.
The forces pulling him were money, power, and all that. And when Hollywood wants you, they're pretty good at it.
The thing about fame is that everything around you changes.
And then, of course, it went downhill from there.
I'm running to that.
Me too. Because of the people they interview.
No, on Saturday Night Live, would you not agree that the press, the bad press for Chevy Chase is greater than any cast member? Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, he really ruined it for himself on that show, Community. Well, he was impossible to work. But yeah, before
that, there were books written about Chevy and all this. I can't wait to see that because if they are attacking it that way, unvarnished, where they're talking about him, I think maybe it's not going to paint him in the best light, but I don't know. But it looks balanced. The trailer is balanced.
They're vague about it, I think, and don't blame me if I'm wrong, but he had some mental struggles for a while that made him even more ornery. And
he was addicted to painkillers,
I
think.
And it messed with his memory. And I think this could be balanced, but I do think it's about reinventing himself.
The documentary is about reinventing himself?
Yeah, because if he shows himself what a jerk he is, then maybe America will give him a second chance.
It's kind of like reinventing a candle when there's no wax left. Go ahead.
Well said. Let's close with this. You know how I feel about birds.
Mm-hmm. Dirty. You don't like them, and it's terrible and sad that you don't like birds.
Mike, dirty, filth-ridden.
Oh, stop it, Rob.
Lice-eating birds.
Stop.
Now, you know, a raven can talk, right?
Oh, I saw this. And this is creepy.
I don't like talking
birds. Is this the foreign bird?
Mike, if you like birds,
this is scary.
This will put you to the test.
This is nasty.
A raven talking Russian. The evilest thing I could come up with.
Молодец.
Молодец, какой.
Молодец.
Хорошечка.
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 Молодец. Сейчас очень много снимается сказок. Хорош, ты меня перебиваешь. Ты в курсе?
Конечно.
Конечно.
Хорошечка.
So weird. I do not like when he laughs. That's your magic video.
That's
Mark.
It. Hey, Josh Soroka, feel better. We missed you today, but thanks for joining us in the comments room and the chat room. And hey, everybody, thank you for the super chats. We appreciate that every day more than you know. We'll be back with another show tomorrow for you during Thanksgiving week. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying have a great day. Welcome your family into the bosom of your family. Never know why it was always called that. But anyway, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Feel better, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sunflower seeds!
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside this class clown, and I studied him.
Nice beaver.